how the beat changes and he switches up. Yeah.
I didn't really love the beat like that, but the way Vic used it was dope.
Yes, I agree. So, but other than that, like,
We Could Be Free was dope too.
No, it wasn't.
Because you know, you can lean back further if you like.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But,
Dead in Hip Hop album review, Vic Mensa, The Autobiography. I believe this is the second project from Vic Mensa that we dive into.
Third.
DVD. Yeah,
it is.
The internet. The EP he released was amazing.
Oh, we did do the EP.
What EP?
There's a lot going on.
I like that one too. Yeah. Shit.
But man, I forgot about that third one.
I did too.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I like Vic Mensa. I like Vic Mensa, and I feel that this album solidified it. Vic Mensa couldn't have stepped into the realm of albums any better than this, based off of where he's come from, off of In the Tape, and I can't remember the EP's name.
There's a lot going on.
And that was amazing. And this was really good. My expectation level was a bit high just because of everything else he's done, especially that EP, how conscious he is surrounding Chicago and everything. And I thought he did a good job on this being introspective, us getting, you know, Vic. And I feel that on your debut album, you should always give a piece of you so that way we can connect. Because there's a lot of people I know that probably didn't listen to Internet Tape. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that probably didn't listen to the EP.
And your profile is raised because of the things you've been involved in. Exactly. You know, you have your own, Nick Cannon shit. If you guys haven't watched that shit. That shit was funny.
What's happening to
Nick Cannon? Wilding Out?
What happened?
He was on a, but Vic killed it though. Vic killed it. Watch this shit. It's actually on my Facebook page. So you guys can watch it. To your point, the autobiography, you have a race profile, this is your debut album. Exactly. You wanna
Rock Nation, like arguably one of the biggest labels in the game right now. So I think that his approach to this album was really good. I would say that for me, there's only one song I don't like on this thing, and it's Rolling Like a Stone. Mm-hmm. That one right there, I just felt like it was out of place. Mm-hmm. Like it didn't fit all of the subject matter,
It was terrible.
It a really bad Kid Cudi song.
I was trying to be nice. Those guys, like, but no, but for real, it was really bad. It was really bad. When I got
How did something like that happen, though? Like,
because that's his comfort zone.
When you try to do too much.
No, because he used to be.
That's what he used to
be. Yeah, he used to be like a rock group.
Oh, okay.
Kids like us. Yeah, kids these days.
Or kids these days, you're right. Not kids like us.
You think that was like him kind of touching back on that?
Yeah, I think that was just him trying to, you know, he wanted to do his old sound for a hot minute. Mm-hmm. I don't think the song worked either. Because like I said, it just sounded like a bad version of a Kid Cudi track. Mm. But, I mean, I appreciate him doing it. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was a bad move because I'm sure other people love that song. Hmm.
But everything else on this, including the two bonus tracks, I wish OMG was officially on.
OMG. But that song wouldn't have fit though.
It wouldn't have fit. Yeah, but that's why it was a song. Yeah.
Oh, my nuts like OJ love.
I was like,
you better ask somebody.
Push a bit. Oh my.
I about had to slap Jay when they were like, oh, you know, I wasn't really interested in hearing that. I'm like, what the fuck you mean?
They wouldn't.
Oh, because I did, side note, I reviewed this with the guys at Runaway Jukebox. And I think all of them were just like, yeah, I just didn't really care to listen to it. I just
wasn't. Oh my God.
I was like, what you mean? You see Vic Mensa and Pusha T on a track and you're just like, just go and I just.
Fuck that.
That was for real too. I think for real.
There's an episode of Little, you know, What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, One Tree Hill on right now? I'm just gonna watch that shit. Like, what you mean? Like, this that's the best song on this whole fucking project.
It was.
But I see why it was taken off.
Yeah, because it didn't fit.
It didn't work.
It didn't work. With the theme of him being introspective, him talking about, obviously, things happening in Chicago, homies dying, ex-girlfriends, just dealing with real life issues. I feel that when you come out with a debut album, and you have built your profile to a certain level, people gotta know you. They got to get a piece of you, and he did that, and I think he did it awesome. The way that Memories on 47th Street comes in, man, like
that's much. I like that
song. Yes, that song is amazing, and it just took me back because you know he's talking about Southside Chicago. I grew up on the North Side, so I didn't necessarily dabble too much down there on the South Side. And Chicago's a huge ass city. But just hearing him and what he was going through and stuff like that, I'm like, damn, like I know exactly what he's talking about. So, you know, I have personal connections with artists that are from places that I live, you know what I'm saying? And Vic Mensa definitely does a good job of putting aspects of Chicago in there, you know what I'm saying? Stony Island, 47th Street, way down there, you know what I'm saying? But overall, man, like this album was good. Another joint on here that I thought was really, really, really good was Heaven on Earth, how he came from three different perspectives. It just made me realize, you know, why I've always kept my circle so small, you know what I'm saying? Especially when I was in Chicago, like I didn't let a lot of people in because you don't know who you could trust. And we talk about, like, this is dude's chick. Like, come get him. And, you know, he blinked, got nervous, bang, bang.
Yeah.
And it's a wrap.
Yeah, I thought that was dope how he told the three perspectives. Yeah, mm-hmm. The perspectives like that on that joint. That was cool. With this album, man, it's like the Vince Staples. It's like, I like this dude. Like, I like him interview-wise and stuff like that. But coming off of the EP, and I think we all, like, gave that a positive review. I was a little disappointed in this album, me personally. Yeah, like.
You're not alone.
Oh, okay, I thought I was. Because I felt like, I felt the weird energy on it. I thought I was the only one. But yeah, I was kind of disappointed. I mean, I did like some, like the first joint. That joint in OMG was probably my two favorite joints on there. Didn't I like that. I love that soulful sample. And then everything he was talking about, you know, him and his grandmother and passing and all that stuff. I thought that was dope. Heaven on Earth. That was another one. Heaven on Earth was a dope one. Memories on 47th Street I like. Other than that, I mean, Wings was cool. And then, of course,
Wings
the bonus
was
track.
Dope.
Yeah, Wings
that
was
second,
dope.
That second Vic verse was fucking bananas.
Was nasty. And I get what you're saying. Like, the whole, yes, he's like this being his debut. And I always said this too. Like, I want to know the artist. I want to know. That's fine and all. It's just. Yeah.
Present
think,
in a way.
Yeah, to present.
Appealing.
Yes, that's appeal. I think.
That's singing shit. Like,
was
when
I. Terrible.
Yeah,
it wasn't terrible.
Yes, it was.
It was dope. I would say, at worst for
coffee
me, it wasn't
and cigarettes?
Good. It wasn't good.
Coffee,
but it wasn't terrible. Bro,
coffee yes, and was. Cigarettes was awful, dude. That was some terrible singing.
And I don't even want to shit on right. Vic because I feel like.
Me too.
I want to like this album.
Me too.
Because I feel like he's doing something that's a little bit different.
Yep.
And like he said, I love him in interviews.
I love what he's trying to do. Yep.
I was disappointed with this album because I think I expected something a little bit more aggressive. I feel like he was trying to make a debut mainstream album. Like, some of the stuff just didn't feel natural. It felt forced. Mm. Like, Coffee and Cigarettes definitely felt forced. Rolling Like a Stoner felt forced, even though, again, I know what he was going for. It just didn't feel comfortable. I said it on the
you
podcast.
Wanted more OMG.
I didn't care for Vic with the more soulful, kind of jazzy-ish production. I wasn't interested, but it was the singing that killed it for me. I don't typically mind when people sing poorly, as long as it's passionate. Like Brother Ali's not like an amazing singer, but when he sings, like you always say, it sounds like a preacher. It sounds like that church preacher, and you just feel the energy and the passion from it. I didn't get that with this. I felt like Vic was trying to be a serious singer. And again, I don't want to shit on this because I really like Vic.
Right.
And I like what he's trying to do. And the thing about this album is I feel like other people would love it.
Other people do love it.
Oh, see, exactly. Yeah. That's why I can't shit
on it. They liked it on the podcast, right? You found out.
Oh, they all loved it. They all loved it. And that's why I was just like, look, I'm not going to sit here and just dog this dude out. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, you're wrong. How the fuck you like this? No.
Right.
I get why people like it. Personally, the tone of his singing didn't work, and I didn't like a lot of the production on this. And then some songs just sounded a bit empty, like Homewrecker and Gorgeous, those two songs, they just sounded empty. I don't know, man. I wanted something different from Vic, but I realized that my opinion is in the vast minority, and I'm happy about that, because I want this dude to prosper, man. I really do. So, but I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I love the album, because I didn't care for it.
kind of more in line with what you guys are saying. I was just disappointed. I wanted Memories on 47th Street. I wanted more of that. OMG, like if he did more shit like OMG, great. But to your point, you know, it's his debut album. He wants to kind of tell a story or get people to know him. And you can't knock him for that, but the setup from the EP to this was just different. And I just wasn't rocking with it. And I'm like, in regards to the singing, I'm listening to it. I'm like, who the fuck is that keep singing? What is going on with all this singing? Yeah. Where did this come from? And then I remember, I said, oh, he was with Kids These Days before. Okay, so maybe he's trying to do a little of that pop rock, hip hop type shit that he used to do to appeal to the fans that he had. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, but that's not what you were doing before. And that was not what you were doing on the internet tape. So what are you doing? But overall, the songs didn't really pop out at me or anything like that. And I just was disappointed. But like Mike, I'm in the minority. I see a lot of people loving this album and loving what Vic is doing with it. And that's why I was so interested in hearing what you had to say about it, because, you know, I didn't really hear it for myself.
Yeah.
And this album just wasn't for me.
I'm glad somebody here liked it. I really am. And I was glad when I went on the podcast, everybody liked it but me. Like, if this dude was just an asshole out here, like, I can't think of anybody that's just a dick all the time. But if it was just like a shitty person that just made an album, I'd be totally fine with just being like, this is whack. I don't give a fuck. But
it's like, you don't wanna,
I don't want to shit on this, and I'm not gonna shit on it. Like I said, I want this dude to prosper, and I want him to make music like this that is appealing to the mainstream ear, but is actually talking about something that's very important.
Yep.
It's just that it didn't work for my ears. This is one of those things where I don't want people to, because I know a lot of people do this. They watch reviews and they're like, oh, well, these guys don't like it, so I'm not even gonna go listen to it.
Yeah,
all right. This is a conversation amongst dudes who listen to music, you know.
Some people gonna like it, some people not. Yep.
Right.
It's not like a ranking system or anything like that.
And they're gonna like it and dislike it for different reasons.
Exactly. Yeah. So go listen to it for yourself, and then you and your homies get together and have the same conversation we're having.
Yeah.
That's what this is about.
I wish I liked it. I really do.
I always want to buy the shit just because. Now I might. Shit, maybe I will. $10 ain't much. But I like what he's doing.
So Vic Mensa, the movement, is bigger than Vic Mensa, the debut album, too.
I don't even know that he has a movement necessarily. I just like the fact that he's talking about something on most of these tracks. Like I said, Homewrecker and Gorgeous, I think those songs are not important at all. But some of these songs, I feel like he's talking about some important shit. And even outside of, I see what you're saying with the movement, even outside of his music, I think that he is talking about some important shit. So I want to support him that way. Mm-hmm. If this dude was all he was talking about was pussy and drugs for the whole album and it sounded like this, I'd be like,
yeah, no, of course.
I don't give a fuck.
Of course.
But
did he did I see somewhere where he addressed academics on this album anywhere? Did he do that at all?
I think Ak tried to pretend that there were lines that were thrown at him. Because he's trying to make this shit a lot bigger than it really is.
But like, I did see somewhere where they said that there was a line on here that he had aimed at a rapper, but Jay or somebody made him take it off.
I did hear that. So who was the rapper? So you still don't know?
Thinking is Chance.
How and why?
Because they used to be tight and then they had a falling out, but we don't know why.
They just got back cool though. Yeah, they just got back cool.
Yeah. So maybe that's why he took it off. Maybe it's not that Jay.
Yeah. And then, you know, I think Vic was like, well, it's kind of really unnecessary. Yeah. So why even put it on there?
More serious things going
on.
My favorite tracks on this joint is Memories on 47th Street, Heaven on Earth, Down for Some Ignorance, Wings, and OMG.
You forgot one.
Yeah, I forgot one. What the fuck is it? We Could Be Free.
Go ahead.
Didn't I,
Heaven on Earth, and OMG are my favorites.
I'm gonna say Memories on 47th, I really liked. Wings, I fucked with, and OMG. OMG was the best shit on here that wasn't really on here.
My favorite tracks are Memory on 47th Street, Heaven on Earth, I Like Wings, and OMG, of course.
Vic Mensa, man, if you watch it, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good debut album. I understand where the guys are coming from with the singing. I didn't think that it was amazing. It definitely sounded J. Cole-ish to me. But I again, at the end of the day, I think you came out with a good album. and I like the fact that you were introspective. I'm definitely looking forward to what you're going to do next with this, because there's a lot of stuff happening. There's a lot of stuff happening in the world. There's a lot of stuff happening in Chicago. You are one of the voices of the new school, of the newest school, of the young people. But at the end of the day, like I said, man, I like it. Continue to do what you do, man.
If you're watching, Vic, you know, I love when you're in interviews. I love what you're talking about. I love what you're doing. I love what you're trying to push as far as in hip hop culture. But it just, I want to really, really like this album, but I just don't, you know, especially coming off, you know, the EP that I really, you know, like from you. I think in that review I said, I can't wait to hear what you got next. And it's just like, that's why this was just such a letdown, you know, musically for me. It was just like, it didn't work. But hope you still do great things. I hope if you make another album or whatever, it's better than this, something I can really enjoy, because I really like what you're doing in the hip hop culture.
Yeah, Vic, if you're watching, I don't want anyone, including you, to take us as, you know, these guys are hating on my album, or they're shitting on my album, they're tearing my album apart. No, I personally didn't enjoy it, but I'm extremely excited that a lot of other people are really enjoying it, because I think you have a lot of really important things to say. I think that what you're doing for your community and for the hip-hop community, great things. But it's just a matter of, you can't like everything, you can't love everything as hip-hop fans and as objective listeners. You know, we're not gonna get on here and lie and say that we enjoyed something just because we enjoy the person. But all of that being said, I'm happy that we're in the minority. I'm happy that you're doing very well. I'm happy that your album, I'm pretty sure it ranked pretty high from what I remember. And I hope it keeps getting better for you, man. And I don't necessarily want you to change your sound, because it's working for you. You don't need to appeal to us, because I'm still gonna support you regardless. I'm still gonna say, go listen to Vic Mensa's album. I'm still gonna watch every interview you do. Personally, I hope maybe with the next album there'll be a little bit more diversity. You'll have a few more of them OMGs in there. Other than that, I really don't have anything else to say.
Vic Mensa, if you're watching, I may have said this on previous reviews, but I like what you're doing. I like the content that you're putting out of Chicago. So keep doing what you're doing. I think that's important. Keep being a voice for the people in the city. That's important as well. This particular album didn't work for me, and you know, that happens. You know, there are other artists that I like that put out albums that I don't necessarily like, and that's okay. But I like your previous work, and I like what you're doing, and I'm looking forward to what you're doing next. I want to see, because I think you are talented as an artist. So just keep doing your thing, man. There are a lot of people that do like it. This one just didn't resonate with me. And, you know, I'm just one person, but I rock with you. So I'll catch you next time.